请翻开以弗所书第六章。
Brothers and sisters, let's please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
是不是十七节的后半段？他说：“拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。”
And we'll be reading the latter half, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we give you our thanks and praise that you have gathered us here on the Lord's Day. May once again the Helper, the Holy Spirit, reveal your word to us and speak to us. That we may understand, treasure, and exercise this full armor of God. May you watch over the following time and pray all these things in your name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，他是在以弗所书第六章告诉我们，他赐下了全副的军装。
We thank our Lord that it says in Ephesians 6 that He has provided us this full armor of God.
借着这全副的军装，叫我们能够在磨难的日子能够抵挡仇敌，并且胜过成就了一切，还能站立得住。
And He has given us this full armor of God so that we would be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything to stand firm.
在这全副的军装里面，前面五项呢，基本上是用来防御性的。
And in this armor of God, the first five articles were all of the defensive nature. We ought to gird our loins with truth. We ought to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We shed our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take up the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. We also take the helmet of salvation. So these pieces of armor are for us to put on so when we can stand firm against and defend ourselves against the attacks of the enemy.
但是要把仇敌击败击退的话呢，他我们还需要有攻击性的武器。
But to truly push back the enemy, we need an armor that is of offensive nature.
然后他赐下那个圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So he has provided us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那么，借着圣灵的宝剑呢，我们能够击败仇敌，打退仇敌啊，能够战胜，能够得胜啊。
So through the sword of the Spirit, we can defeat the enemy, we can push him back, and we can stand firm, victorious.
这里呢，我们要特别注意呢。神的话呢是圣灵的宝剑。
So here we have to recognize that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
也就是说呢，这个宝剑呢是圣灵来告诉我们怎么样来使用的。
So in other words, this sword is the spirit that teaches us what to do with it.
圣灵用的这么神的话来抵挡，这告诉我们如何在什么样的情形之下怎么样来抵挡仇敌。
It is the Holy Spirit that tells us.How to use the word of God in various circumstances. So it is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we use this piece of armor for offense.
同时还要注意呢，这个圣灵宝剑呢是握在我们手里头的。
But we also have to recognize that the sword is in our hands.
就是要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
Because we hold the sword of the Spirit.
也就是说呢，我们呢需要对神的话熟悉。
In other words, we have to be familiar with the Word of God.
常常把神的话藏在我们心里，反复思想，在里面有丰丰富富的神的话与我们同在。
We have to hide His Word in our hearts and constantly meditate on it so that we may know when to use it.
圣灵的工作呢，它是要我们能够想起主向我们所说的话。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring to us the remembrance of these words.
也就是说呢，在适当的时候，在必要的时机，他让我们里头曾经有的话，我们想起来，来使用，来攻击仇敌。
That is when the time comes, when it is appropriate, the Holy Spirit will bring forth these words which have been hidden in our hearts to use in a battle.
圣灵几乎不会用一些话我们从来没有读过的，我们从来不晓得的。
The Holy Spirit won't use words that we have never heard of before.
那么圣灵用的话呢，常常是我们熟悉的啊，我们常常藏在心里头的。
He will use the word that we are familiar with, that we have hidden in our hearts.
这时候呢，圣灵在适当的时候让我们想起来主的话，那么来去攻击仇敌。
So in the right time, the Holy Spirit will bring to us the remembrance of these words to push back the enemy.
所以呢，我们需要对神的话啊、有更深刻的认识，更多的宝贝。
So we need to have a deeper understanding of the Word of God and treasure it.
就今天呢，我想从三个方面来交通神的话。
So this morning, I want to share on the Word of God from three different aspects.
首先呢，我们看见神话语的重要。
First is the importance of the Word of God.
那我们呢，从得救的那天开始，就是因着神的话的工作的缘故。
That is, from the day that we are saved, it is the work of the Word of God.
罗马书他说呢，信道是从听道来的。听到是从神的话来的。
Romans says that faith comes from hearing from the word of Christ.
当我们听见神的话的时候
，So when we hear the word of God,
神的话就在我里面给我们产生一个信心。
The word of God produces this faith in us.
我们能够相信我们的得救
，So that we may believe and be saved.
在彼得前书他说呢，他说你们得到蒙了重生呢，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
First Peter tells us that we've been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring Word of God.
他说神的话是活泼的，是活的，有生命的。
He says that the Word of God is living, it is alive.
就是长存的，是不改变的。再多年如果过去，神的话永远不改变。
It is enduring, so it doesn't change, and it stands against the test of time.
那这个话呢，是像一个新的种子。
And his word is like a seed that is planted within us.
我们之所以得到一个新的生命，是因为这一个新的种子种在我们里头的关系。
We have received this new life because the seed has been planted in us.
当这生命的种子种在我们里面的时候呢，就长出一个丰盛的生命出来。
And the seed of life which is planted in us produces this abundant life.
我们今天在传福音的时候，我们确实会用了很多的例子。用了很多的解说、
Today when we share the gospel, we might use many examples to explain things.
那么真正让人能够得救的呢，是让人听见神的话。
But what truly saves one person is through hearing the word of God.
其实我们在传福音的时候，我们需要、用一些例子把人的把那个飞鸟给赶走。
Okay. So when we share the word of God, it's to prevent the birds from eating that seed that is planted. And we want to remove the rock from people's hearts. And we want to remove all obstruction from hearing the word.
那个荆棘跟棘藜哈，然后呢？目的呢是要让神那个生命的话能够种在我们里头。
And with the purpose of being able to plant the seed of life, which is the word of God in them.
是的，把蜂鸟赶来，把石头挪去，把荆棘再铲除，很重要。
So it is important to shoo away the birds, to remove that rock from blocking the word of God.
但是真正叫人得生命的是因为神的这话当作种子种在里头，种在人的心里头。
But what truly saves one person is the word of God that is given to them. We have to recognize that we cannot give others people life. No matter what reasoning we use or what eloquence we use, we cannot save others. But when one hears the word of God and the word of God enters them, this word has the seed of life and it will grow by itself.
其实我们就算信主以后，我们也是常常需要这样子，我们常常把被鸟赶走，把石头挪去，把这荆棘除去。
It is true that when we believe in our Lord ourselves, we often have to shoo away the birds of the sky and remove any rocks.
但是我们需要有个认识，有个信心，就是只要我们听见是神的话，神的话都会在里面工作的。
But we ourselves ought to recognize as well that as long as we have the word of God will do its work in us. And the seed of life will grow itself.
这是我们需要认识的第一件事情。
So this is what we ought to recognize first.
当然这个种子要能够成长的话呢 还有一个重要的事情就叫浇灌。
But in order for the seed to grow, we also need to understand that it needs to be supplied.
种子种下去了那水一浇灌它一定是发芽成长。
That is, once the seed is planted, it needs to be supplied by water in order for it to grow.
那么什么是这种子所需要的水呢
So what is it that the seed requires water?
仍然是神的话。
It's the word of God itself, again.
在诗篇第一篇里面他们说。
So it says this in Psalm 1.
他说呢不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位。
It says this in Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
那我喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人对我有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
It will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
当我们听到神的道，我们重生得救了。
When we hear the word of God, we are reborn.
从一面呢，我们呢需要。就远离罪恶，我们不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
So on one hand, we ought not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
但是呢，更重要的呢，是在正面的，要常常把耶和华的话呢，摆在我们心里，昼夜思想。
But we also ought to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate day and night in His word.
那这个人呢，他是说就好像呢，他一棵树栽在溪水旁的。
Because such a person is like a tree planted by streams of water, firmly planted. Every day being supplied by these streams of water. And naturally, it will bear fruit. And
it
will bear fruit not only for the benefit of others, but also to please God.
同时呢，因为有溪水的供应缘故呢，就算是日头再炎热哈、啊，那个患难再加增呢，它也叶子不枯干的。
And because it is being supplied by these streams of water, no matter what difficulties or tribulations may come about, he will still be able to bear fruit.
因为有神的话像溪水一样不断的在供应他，那他生命自然就会成长。
Because the word of God are like these streams of water constantly supplying.
那只有我们呢。天天住在主的话里头。
So every day we abide in His word.
那么接受神话语的供应。
If we receive the nourishment that comes from His word.
那么这个生命的种子呢，就自然它就长大了，它自然它就是发芽、成长、结果，就是30倍、60倍、100倍。
Then a seed of life which has been planted will naturally grow by itself and bear 30-fold, 60-fold, 90-fold.
那就看见呢。神话语对于我们得到生命和生命的成长特别的重要。
So we see the word of God how important it is for our faith and also for the growth of our faith.
那么这样一个基督徒生命的成长的过程中呢，一个非常重要的一件事情就叫认识神。
And one of the most important things about a Christian's life is he needs to know God.
我们呢说什么样的人是一个成熟的，或者是一个老练的，或者是有丰盛生命的基督徒呢？
How do we measure one who we consider someone to be a mature Christian, someone to be full of life? We say that person is one who knows God. And this phrase, one who knows God, many Christians believe that it is the highest form of praise.
We are 认识神的我们的生命才能长大如果认识神呢才知道神的身上是设给我们的道路如果认识神呢才能够走在他的旨意当中
Because only by knowing God can we grow One cannot grow in a spiritual life without knowing God Knowing God allows us to walk on His path
那么你如何来认识神呢
So how do we know God?
我们神呢他是一个启示的神
Our God is a God of revelation
那如果神不启示他自己的话呢没有能够认识他
And without His revelation no one can know Him And God has indeed revealed Himself to everyone. And through the heavens and the expanse, He has revealed Himself to everyone.
因为罗马书说呢，自从造天地以来了，什么有能跟神性是明明可知的。
Romans says that for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived. Being understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. If man is willing to quiet himself and truly reflect on everything that is around them, he will know that these are showing God. But man, unfortunately, has sinned. And because man has sinned, his eyes, his sight has been blurred. So even though he sees creation, he cannot understand it's from God. Not only can he not recognize God, but he actually turns the very nature that God has created into these idols. He worships the sun, the moon, the stars, but he does not worship the one who created these things. So God needs to give us his word personally so that we may know who he is. We need to have this revelation through his word so we may know what type of God he is. That he is holy, that he is righteous, that he judges injustice. But that he is also compassionate and gracious and full of mercy. So to really know God, we have to go into his word. Man today often uses his own thinking to try to portray who God is. They may say, oh, God is so gracious so that whatever you ask for, he will grant it to you. And that God is so merciful that there is no way he could create hell. And even if there is hell, then and the people in there won't be conscious of it. And if there is such thing as one who is in the everlasting fire and where there is weeping and gnashing teeth, then there is no God such as this. And this is not just Gentile thinking, but also or outsider thinking, but also believers themselves, some people think like
this.
We try to use our natural way of thinking to portray and think of who God is. Our God is indeed compassionate and gracious. He is also righteous. He is a righteous judge. When God was took his people to the promised land, he told them that they must kill every inhabitant of the land. And some people, when they read this passage, they say, God is genocidal. We cannot believe in a God like this. But this is indeed the God that the Bible has revealed to us. The Bible has shown us how deeply God hates sin. And how terrifying and influential sin is, that if the people do not get rid of the inhabitants, how they will also fall into idolatry. So in order for us to have this correct understanding of God, we need to base our understanding on this revelation that comes from the Word of God. Only through the revelation from the Word of God can we truly understand who God is. And only by truly knowing who God is can we have this abundant life.
你看见神的话语啊，对我们是何等样的重要。
And so we see how important is the word of God to us.
那么接着呢，我们想来来更来来思想一下神的话语有什么样的特性。
Now we also want to understand what are the sort of the attributes of God's word.
我想呢，从三个方面来看神的话语的特性。
And I want to approach this from three different angles.
首先我们要看呢，神的话呢，它是灵。
First, we need to understand that God's word is spirit.
那么在约翰福音的第六章啊，那里啊，就主他用这五饼二鱼了，喂饱了5000人。
In John 6, we see that the Lord used five loaves and two fish to feed the 5,000.
所以许多人呢，跟随他，要荣誉他做王。
And so after this, many people wanted to follow him and make him king.
主就叫他们说呢，不要为这个必坏的食物的劳力，要存在永远的生命，在那个食物劳力。
And the Lord told them not to pursue after this temporal food, but this eternal food.
我就是天上降下的粮，是赐生命给众人的。
The Lord said, I'm this bread of light that has come from heaven in order to feed the people.
我肉都是可吃的，我的血都是可喝的。
That my flesh is food indeed, and my blood drink indeed.
吃我肉喝我血的人呢，我就住在他里面，他也住在我里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, I will abide in him and he in me.
那门徒听见这些话，许多门徒说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And many disciples, when they heard this, they said that this was a very hard saying.
因此呢，有许多原来跟随他的门徒，不就不再跟随他了。And
because it's so difficult to understand, a lot of those who followed the Lord stopped following him.
主就跟这个他们说啊。
So the Lord said to him,
那么,
to them,
叫他们活着的乃是灵啊，肉体是无益的。
That it is the spirit who gives life, the flesh profits no benefit.
我向你们所说的这些许多的话，那个生命的粮，是要从灵里面来认识的。
The words that I speak to you are spirit. They need to understand this in the spirit.
不是从肉体的角度，不是从肉身的角度来认识的。
Not from the physical aspect or from fleshly aspect.
那在灵里面认识的话呢，才能够成为我们永远的那个帮助。
Only by understanding His word in the spirit.
那接下来他就说呢，他，我看就看见了，要认识主的话呢，需要神的灵。
So in order to understand the word, we need to have the spirit. We know his word in the spirit.
那底下他说呢，他说我的话就是灵。
And he says, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit.
今天呢，在神的百姓当中呢，有些人他们是非常注重基本的教义啊。
So a lot of people today, they emphasize
Fundamental doctrine. 那么，如果我们要按照正义分解神的道，嗯。
That is, they need to only know God through the word.
那么, interpret God's word in the right way.
Oh.
所以呢，花很多的时间，我们来查考神的话，我们呢用许多的工具书，我们用许多的参考资料，我们来把神的话语弄得正确，认识清楚。
So they will spend a lot of research on research material or other Christian books in order to interpret God's word accurately. Of course, this is a good thing, and we
should.
But sometimes they come to realize that doing this, it becomes very dry and that there's no life that comes out of their work. So outside of God's word, we also need a spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will give us this grace and also the gift to this experience from above to understand the word. So then there will be a group of people who sort of pursue the experience of the Holy Spirit. And they will receive much revelation. But a downside to this group of people is that they experience so much on the outside that they don't come back to the Word of God. And And thus produces so many problems within this group that the enemy even starts having his work being done in our midst. So when these people come back, they come to recognize that on one hand, we need to recognize the importance of the Word of God. But that when reading the Word of God, we also need the work of the Holy Spirit to be done. Because only through the Holy Spirit can we know the truth, And only through the Holy Spirit can the Word that we read become alive in our lives. And for those who pursue only the Holy Spirit, they also come to understand that they need to come back to the Word of God. That they can only walk on the right path after they have applied their experiences on the Word of God. So you see that there's this balancing act that takes place between these groups of people, those who focus more on the Word of God and more on the Holy Spirit. So we need to make conscious effort to bring the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit together. The Lord says here, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit. So His Word and the Spirit are inseparable. When the Word of God is sent forth, the Spirit of God must also be there. And when the Spirit of God is at work, it cannot go against the Word. In Ezekiel chapter 2, there it gives us a really good example. Because in chapter 1, we see when Ezekiel saw that vision, he then bows before the Lord. And so Ezekiel says to, the Lord says to Ezekiel, Son of man, stand on your feet and I'll speak with you. And it says in verse 2, as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. So does he first hear the Word of God, or does the Spirit enter into him first? So we see here, the Word of God comes first, and then the Spirit enters into him. But it is only after the Spirit enters into Ezekiel that he could hear God speaking to him. So it's as if God speaks to Ezekiel, but until the Spirit enters into Ezekiel, that he cannot understand or hear God's word. So when God speaks to Ezekiel, at the same time the Spirit enters into him. And only after the Spirit enters into him that he can hear God speaking to him. So we see that the Word of God and the Spirit of God cannot be separated. So when we read the Word of God, we also have to treasure the work of the Holy Spirit. So for us to be able to develop this understanding of God, the Spirit must also have to be there. And if the Spirit of God is at work, then it cannot go against God's Word. So this is the one attribute of the Word of God. And the Lord also says that the words I've spoken to you are life. We know that today when we read the Word of God, we don't just read it literally, but we have to read it the good life.
当我听见一些那个那个美好的信息了之后呢，我发觉呢，
教会讲的很短的哈，我们教会就讲的很长的。
讲完了，像今天早上到几点才完？
那么，
神明。
那么，我们说，当我们听见那个那个年长的弟兄在那里传出的信息的时候，我们就非常的帮助。
So when we hear an elder brother share the gospel, it really helps us a lot.
我说说，只是为什么呢？因为里面满了生命。
Why? Because it is full of life.
我们呢就知道呢，这个神话里出来的时候呢，不单是真的字面上重要，而且是生命当中讲的话更重要。
And we know that the message that is given is not important just the words that are used, but in life itself.
所以我们也得那个叫就因此呢注重生命，追求生命。
And so we will pursue after this life. We will want this life.
我们知道，我有生命越来越丰富的时候呢，我们才能够更多明白那个更能够传讲神的话。
Because when we have this fullness of this life, then we can understand God's word.
还是一样啊，我们也试着把神的话跟在跟跟主的生命，试着把那鼓励的把它摆在一起。
So we have to combine the word of word of God and life together. It is inseparable.
但是在这里，很多人看见的是呢，他说我的话呢就是生命。
And we see the Lord says that the words that I've spoken to you are life.
神的话就是他生命的种子，就是他生命种子所需要的水。
The word of God itself is life, and it is also the supply of the water.
只要神的话语临到人的话，它里面一定会产生那个长出生命来，有丰盛的子粒来。
As long as the word of God enters into someone, there will be life or the growth of life.
那么我常常在我们在查经交通的时候，有时候听见弟兄姊妹们就说啊。听了这主的话呢，觉得好像 跟不上啊，好像那个很多地方我们呢达不到神的他的要求。
Sometimes during Bible study, brothers and sisters were sure that they can't seem to follow along with the Word of God, that there are certain requirements that set forth that they cannot meet.
总觉得我们生命呢够不上神话的要求。
And they think that their life cannot sum up to what God has required of them.
当然我们谦卑，我们一直叹息。
And then, of course, in that moment, there's humility, then there's sighing.
我常常在想啊，我们如果我们要天天看自己啊，我们感觉不多。如果我们把自己要跟十年前来比啊，如果我们二十年前信主，或者二十年前来比的话，你觉得还一样吗？
Of course, if we compare ourselves to yesterday's version of ourselves, there does not seem to be much change. But if we compare ourselves to us 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is there a difference?
我们常常读主的话，天天读主的话。
If we often read God's word, if we read His word daily,
神的话进到我里面，它自然它长出它的丰盛生命来。
Then if the word of God enters into us, then naturally we'll have this growth of life.
是神自己做的，神的话他自己做的。
It is the work of God. It is the work of His word.
我们常常自己都不觉得啊，总觉得好像这里缺乏，那里缺乏。
Oftentimes we don't recognize that we think that we are lacking in one area and another.
但是我们呢还是需要看见啊，需要能认识。这只要我们读主的话，主的话在我里面，他自然会做他改变的工作。
But we need to have this understanding that if we indeed have the word of God in us, it will do its work.
我们读了这主的话10年、20年，啊，好像觉得好像真理还不够，但是呢，其实神的话早在我们里面心中工作了。
You may read His word for 10 years and 20 years and think that there's not much being done, but actually the word of God is doing its work in us.
你可能还感觉不出来，啥看不见，但是神的话已经在里面工作，因为他的话就是生命。
And you may not feel it immediately, but the word of God is already producing its work in us because the word of God is life itself.
不但神的话跟神的灵分不开，神的话跟神的生命也是分不开的。
So the word of God cannot be separated from the Holy Spirit. The word of God cannot be separated from life.
因为他的话就是生命。
Because His word is life.
只要我们常常读主的话，主的生命在我们自然就能够成长。
So when you read His word, naturally our life will grow within us.
那么第三个方面我们要来看呢。
So in the third aspect of His word,
这个它既是灵，既是生命的话呢，在我们与仇敌征战的时候呢，它是宝剑。
So not only is His word spirit, not only is His word life, but His word is also a sword.
这个在我们身上呢，在神的话在我们身上是 是灵的经历，是生命的经历。
When the word of God comes to us, it is this spiritual experience. It is this life experience.
那么在征战的时候呢，它是宝剑。
And in battle, it is our sword.
圣灵的宝剑。
It's the sword of the spirit.
那么在圣经里面呢，对于神的话是宝剑的那个描述的最清楚丰富的，就是以弗所那个希伯来书第四章十二节。
And the clearest depiction of the word of God being a sword is can be found in Hebrews.
他说呢，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
It's for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
它是活的，是有生命的。
It is living, it is alive.
它是有功效的，它就出来一定要去成就事情的。
It is active, that means it will seek to accomplish what has been set out to do.
以赛亚书55章他说呢，雨雪从天而降的，必不出的突然返回。
Because in Isaiah it also says, for as the rain and snow come down, it will not go back empty handed. Because it will water the earth and will make it produce and sprout. And so will my word would be which comes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty. It will accomplish what I desire. And whatever purpose that I have sent it, it will succeed. So when the word of God comes from him, it will accomplish what has been sent out to do. And how this is accomplished, the word of God. That is, the word of God is like the sword which will be sent forth to penetrate and to split. Even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow. And one of the works that a Christian needs to understand is what is the difference between spirit, soul and spirit.
我们常有时候常常把这个魂里面的经历啊，当做是灵里面的经历。
We sometimes confuse soulish experiences with spiritual experiences.
所以，尤其是灵里面的经历，我们分不清了，因为在在魂里面所做的事。
Or we might confuse spiritual experiences with soulish experiences.
那在灵里头，我们体贴神，认识神，我们向着神活。
But in the spirit, we truly live for God and live out our way for God.
但是呢，在魂里头的话呢，我们呢需要弃绝我们的肉体，要弃绝我们的旧照，要向着自己死。
But in the soulish experience, we need to die to ourselves and let go of the past things.
因为我们呢没有办法把我们的灵跟魂分这个功用分得清楚的话
，If we cannot clearly understand the separation of soul and spirit,
我们呢就不能够在圣灵里，我们呢不能够在灵里头体贴在圣灵，我们顺从圣灵。
Then we will try to use our soul to follow after the spirit.
我们呢，当时你不知道，因为认识魂呢，我们呢就能够弃绝肉体呀，我们不随从肉体。
And if we don't know the separation rule, we will recognize what are the proper things to be left behind and to leave.
就在我们信主的一段时间的时候，我们都知道，我们呢这个要在灵里头，我们要跟随圣灵；我们在魂里头呢，我们要弃绝我们的肉体。
So when it comes to things of the spirit, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. When it comes to things of soul, we need to leave past that old man. So we need to consciously make effort to understand the separation of soul and spirit. Well, if you try to do it by yourself, that division becomes more and more blurry.
But he said, he said, the word of God.就像那个两刃的利剑，它能够刺入，它能够灵与魂，它能够分开来的。
But the word of God is like this two-edged sword that can separate and divide the soul and spirit.
那我们自己需要做的事情就是常常的读主的话。
So what we ought to do is constantly read the word of God.
我们读主的话的时候呢，神就把那个属灵能力赐给我们。
Because when we read the word of God, He will give us this understanding.
在主的话语的亮光当中呢，我们又有那个属灵的那个。分辨的能力。
In the light of His Word, we will be able to have this understanding of this division.
因为我们常常来读主的话的时候呢
Because when we often read God's word,
神还必然给我们一个一个能力，当东西出来，它出去出去里面之后，我们宝贝，我们知道是出去圣灵的。
That when He reveals to us what comes from the Spirit, we understand it to be something that we ought to treasure.
当这个第一事情是出于魂、出肉体的时候，你立刻晓得有那个属灵的那个敏锐度，立刻晓得你是弃绝。
But when things that are revealed to us, the things that are soulish, we immediately understand that we ought to leave it behind.
这个不是仅仅借着我们努力的分析啊，那个在那里原专注所能得的，就神话语在读的时候，他自然把那个能力赐给我。
So the division of soul and spirit is not something for us to naturally decipher, but rather it is through the word of God that we have this understanding.
同时在这里，骨节跟骨髓就说到我们身体里面，不管哪一个部分，那个最里面的部分，它都能让我们在读主话的时候，我们能够分得清楚。
And also said the word of God will divide joints and marrow, that is the most inner parts of ourselves.
还有甚至我们心中的心思和主意啊，都能够辨别。
And says able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
我们呢，当碰到一些事情的时候，
When we encounter something,
我们呢想办法要这件事情要怎么样解决，怎么样的来龙去脉啊，我们尽量照着神的话就那个去做啊，那个怎么说怎么做啊，心思。
We try to think to ourselves, oh, how are we ought to handle the situation? What direction shall we go?
这个主意啊，就是我们的那个啊动机啊，我们的要 intention 啊，动机。
Well, so on one hand, we have our intention, like what do we intend to do?
但是我们的动机是什么？
So what is our intention?
我为什么会这么做呢？为什么这样想呢？
Why would I think this way? Why would I want to do it this way?
在外面看好像我们都尽量照着神的话语做，照着属灵的标准去做。
On the outside, it seems that we are doing it according to what we have read.
但是我们里面的动机不存在。
But that intention does not exist within us.
我们其实是有私心在做这些事情。
Which we actually have some selfish motive for doing.
但是呢，我们呢分不清楚。
But we can't understand the difference.
当然也试着在想到神面前，因为说主啊，我不但是这事情要想得好，想得对，这是个原则，我动机也要纯正。
So when it comes to these things, we must say to God, not only do our thoughts have to be this way, but they need to be justified by our intention.
再说这也不是我们天然的能够做得来的。
And again, this is not something that the natural man can do.
这是在我们读主的话的，读着读着以后呢。就神自然会把那个属灵的愿力告诉我们，这件事情外人看起来是对的，但是里面我们的动机是错的。
Only by reading the word of God will He reveal to us that an action on outwardly might seem good, but
啊，我们呢就在神面前悔改，说神啊，是的，就不但是让我们外面做的对，我里面的动机也纯正。
That an action on outward might be good, but our intention is actually not good. So He will tell us that they need to be justified.
当我们说到这个神的话是圣灵的宝剑的时候。
So when we understand that the word of God is the sword of the spirit,
我们常常想到是在外面不遇见征战或者仇敌试探的时候，我们用神的话。
We often think of external warfare, external battle against the enemy.
其实呢，最大属灵的这战场在哪里？是在我们这个人里面。
Where is the greatest battlefield? It is actually within us.
我们如果在我们这个天然里面，我打败仗的话，不要想在外面打胜仗。
If we cannot win this battle within us, if we try to fight this battle within us naturally, we will also lose on the outside. But for us to fight a victorious battle inwardly, we need the word of God to be this two-edged sword to fight within us to be able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
唯有在这样子呢，才我们在这个属灵的里面那个战场上是得胜，靠着主得胜。
And only then can we rely on God to fight this victorious battle within us.
然后我们才能在外面得胜。
And only then can we fight this victorious battle on the outside.
所以更进一步，主话语的特性啊，三个方面是他的话就是灵，他的话就是生命，他的话还是两刃的利剑。
So we see that His word has three attributes. His word is spirit, it's life, and it is His two-edged sword.
那么第三方面呢，我们说呢，那么这样子的话，神的话这么样的宝贝啊，这么样的那个珍贵啊，我们怎么样来在生活当中来得到呢？来经历？
So we know the importance of God's word. If we understand the attributes of the word, how do we actually experience? How do we exercise His word?
我想也想从这三个方面来看。
I think there's also three angles for this.
首先呢，我们要学的住在主的话里头。
The first is that we need to learn how to abide in His word.
在约翰福音第八章呢，主对那些信他的那个犹太人说呢，你们如果遵守我的话，就是因为应该住在我的话里，你们就是真是我的门徒。
So the Lord was saying to those Jews who believed them, if you continue or if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you want to be the Lord's disciples, you need to abide in His word. So how do we abide in His word? That is to make His word our abiding place, our shelter, our resting place. When we encounter difficult things, we go to His word to find the answer. When we are lamenting, we go to His word to find comfort. When we are tempted by the enemy, go to His word to find protection. We make His word our shelter. And we abide in His word. Only by doing this, and we are truly the Lord's disciples. And we will know the truth, and the truth will not lead us into bondage, but it will set us free. So when we abide in God's word, we'll realize that God's word will also abide in us. It says this in John
15.
The Lord says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So my poor experience that a Christian needs to go through is to abide in the Lord. And when we abide in the Lord, His word will abide in us. He will reveal to us what he desires. He will reveal to us what He wants to accomplish. And all of our desires will be God's desires. All that we want accomplished will be what God wants to accomplish. And doing these, and if we pray for these things, they will be granted to us. So how do we let God's word abide in us? So now, because it's flipped. Our body is, it's the temple of the Spirit. It's the resting place for His word. So when His word comes, that is to say that His word becomes our master, not ourselves. Because His word will tell us what I ought to do in one situation or another. The word will reveal to us what we have done right, what we have done wrong. And He will be the master. We will no longer be our own masters. The word of God within us will sweat out all the details of what we ought to do. And when we have this right attitude, that we ought to abide in His word, that we treat His word as our resting place. We also let the word of God abide in us. That the Lord, word of God will handle all the details of our life. This is the first aspect.
But
secondly, we need to treat His word as our food. So when a seed is planted, not only do you need some water, but also it needs some nutrition. And we said that the seed itself is the word of God. We said the water is also the word of God. So then where does the nutrition for the seed come from? It is also the word of God.
In 因为你的话语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是成为你名下的。
Jeremiah 15 says, Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became a joy to me and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, Lord God of armies. Jeremiah says, Your words were found, and I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, because I can grow from it.
伊利米呢，他是一个先知啊，是神差派让他呢替神讲话
的。Jeremiah was a prophet. He was sent by the Lord to speak for him.
那么伊利米是先知怎么样传神的话
？And how did Jeremiah spread God's word?
他是像跟麦克风一样的，神怎么讲他就怎么样传吗
？Is it just he's like this empty vessel that God speaks to him and he just immediately goes through Jeremiah?
神让他讲的话，在那个要他讲之前，他要先把那个话当做食物吃的。
No, actually, when God gives Jeremiah the word, Jeremiah first needs to eat it himself.
这个话语要先在他里面成为供应。
It first needs to be this supply to Jeremiah.
那么他才能够出去传神的话。
Then can Jeremiah just go and spread the word?
我们不管是信息也好，我们主日学也好，我们这个。查经教宗也好，甚至儿童主日学啊，我们都是在传神的话。
Whether it's a Bible study or the message or a Sunday school, all these things involve God's word.
我们要交通这些话，不是说给人家听的，而是先说给我们自己听的。
And when we share on God's word, it's not just for other people to listen to, but it actually needs to be real within us first.
这些话呢，先在我们里面呢，当做食物吃了，我们才有可能出去供应。
The words of the Lord still need to first become food for us, and then it could go out from us.
那么伊利米他接受的神的话是怎么样的话呢
？And so, what type of word or words of God did Jeremiah receive?
伊利米他是在这个以色列要被掳，是已经开始被掳的时候，就以色列的光景是非常的败落的时候。
So we know that, and during Jeremiah's time.Israel was becoming rebellious, was already rebellious.
人家伊利米所传的话呢，几乎都是审判、咒诅、惩罚的话。
So the word that God wanted Jeremiah to share to the people were words of condemnation, judgment, tribulation.
神对伊利米说呢，我列你在列国列邦之上了，我要就是实行的拔出、拆毁、毁坏、弃妇。
The Lord said to Jeremiah, See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow. And verse 31 also says to destroy, bring disaster. And then only then to build and to plant. That means in seven words, five of them were things of, to break down, to destroy.
两句话呢是那个建立栽植的那个建立的话
Only two were of the more positive manner, which is to build and to plant.
那个耶利米书确实有一些建立的话，我永远的爱你，因为我慈爱的吸引你。
And there are good words like I will love you with the everlasting love.
但是绝大部分神要耶利米所说的话呢，都是拆毁的话。
But the majority of the words that Jeremiah, that God has given to Jeremiah, are words of condemnation.
不但是那些建立栽植的话，他当做食物吃了。
But even these type of words, Jeremiah took them as food.
那些拔出、拆毁、毁坏、侵入、杀害的话，他也当做食物吃了。
Not only build it to plant, but also uproot, tear down, destroy, bring disaster. Jeremiah treats these all as food.
不但是真的那些建立栽植的话，在我里面得到鼓舞，我得到安慰。
Not only words of comfort or building up.
但是拆毁的话，对我们来讲的话，也是非常的重要的。
The words of judgment, punishment is also likewise very important.
多少时候呢，神在我们身上不能够有建立，也是因为他拆毁的不够。
How often that God cannot build something in our lives because there are things that first need to be teared down?
我常常发觉呢，信主很多年了，就有很多事情呢，就是怎么样学也学不会。为什么呢？因为神的拆毁不够。
Oftentimes there are things that we have tried to learn for many years that we just can't seem to grasp. Why? Because there's things that need to be torn down first.
伊利米不但是要去讲神拆毁他百姓的话，这些话对他是里面的一个提醒啊，是个境界。因为在肉身当中，他与他们是 有什么差别的。
So when Jeremiah was given these words, not only were these words meant for the people, but also it was meant for Jeremiah as well, because he was also fleshly, just like everyone else.
当我们来读读主的话的时候。
So when we read God's word,
我很喜欢读一些这个真的应许，一些真的慈爱的话语。
We often like to read about, you know, God's promises, God's blessings.
有一本的圣经呢，他把这个全应许的话都用蓝字把它标出来。
There's a version of the Bible where all of God's promises are highlighted in blue.
但是我们读到那些神的这个责备的话，审判的话，特别是先知书里面的话的时候，我常常读不下去。
But when we read about God's word, when it comes to judgment and punishment, especially in the book of the prophets, it seems that we don't have the appetite to read it.
那些忏悔的话，那些这个拔出的话，这对我们来讲也是一样的重要。
But the words that are to uproot, to tear down, these things are just as important to us.
那很多时候呢，就是我们很发觉，当一旦忏悔完了以后的事，它自然就建，所以就建立起来。
Because you'll come to realize that after these things have been destroyed, been broken down, that something will be built in its place.
所以我们呢，在那个读到主的话的时候呢，是不管什么样的食物，不管是什么样的话语，都当做食物吃了。
So when we read God's word, no matter what type of word it is, we need to treat it as food for us.
因为他的话语是我们心中的欢喜快乐。
Because, and then His word will become this joy and delight of our heart.
其实以西结他也同样有同样的经历。
So Ezekiel had a likewise similar experience.
那个怎样以西结呢？他去传他的话。
So God wanted Ezekiel to share His word.
然后呢，再赐给他一卷书卷，那书卷上面写的是什么呢？
And God gave to Ezekiel the scroll. What did it say on the scroll?
它是有哀叹，有哀嚎，有叹息，有悲痛的话。
And written on it were songs of mourning, sighing, and woe.
那他叫以西结呢，把这个卷书卷给吃。
And he then tells Ezekiel to eat the scroll.
哎，我们想说这些话要吃进去的话，里面一定是苦不堪言呐，对不对？嗯。
And most of us would think, well, if we eat these songs of mourning, sighing, and woe, then it's very bitter.
虽然呢是对着以色列人的所讲的话呢，但是呢，你这读起来是非常的不容易读，里面是非常的非常难受的。
And even though it is meant for other people, that the content is so negative that it's very hard, difficult to absorb.
但是Ezekiel把那个他的书卷吃下去了以后呢
？Well, after Ezekiel ate the scroll,
他口中觉得其甜如蜜。
He thought it was as sweet as honey in his mouth.
我想说怎么可能呢
？So he said to himself, "How is this possible?"
这么多哀叹，那个叹息，这个神的咒诅，神的那个审判，这些话语，你吃进去的话，那个大概要几天几夜消化不了啊！我们呢是真的过不下去啊。
That these words, which are filled with lamentations, mourning, and woe, that is filled with God's judgment and punishment, and we would think, like, if we were to eat these things, it will take so long to even digest. But God wants Ezekiel to understand this. God wants Ezekiel to understand that these words are for the benefit of the people, so that after these things have been destroyed, he can build on it.
神要把以色列人掳到那个巴比伦去啊，就在巴比伦那里医治他们那个拜偶像的病。
That God will allow the people to be brought away to Babylon is for them to be able to give up idolatry.
当他们再次从巴比伦回来以后，他们真就再也不敢拜偶像。
So that when they return from Babylon, they will know not to worship idols.
所以你吃进去的时候，这些话，说外面是那些咒诅、叹息、悲叹的话，里面就是其甜如蜜。
So when Ezekiel ate these words, on the outside, even there was lamentations and mourning and woe, on the inside, it was sweet like honey.
因为这些话都要成就神他百姓当中的工作。
Because these words are to accomplish God's work in His people.
这些也是我们来读主的话的时候，把神的话不是有分别性的，有些话是可以当做食物吃，有些话我们吃不下去。
So when we read God's word, we shouldn't separate it into the things that are easily digestible, things that are difficult.
彼得前书他说呢，你们的成圣之后呢，就爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
And Peter says that we ought to treat the word of God like this pure milk and long for it.
那一个纯净的婴孩刚信主的时候，我们要爱慕神的话，它像灵奶一样，又成为我们的食物吃了。
We are like infants who ought to long for the pure milk of the word.
那当我们渐渐长大了以后呢？
But as we grow up,
他现在在你就要就不能再吃奶了，要吃干粮了。
We are not to just drink milk anymore, but to eat solid food. We need to eat actual food.
奶呢是其他的圣徒们把这个话语消化之后，然后喂喂养给我们。
Milk is for them to digest first, and then allow them to eat other things.
那干粮呢，是我们自己到神的话语里面寻找消化哈，那个你主角找出里面的那宝贝来。
And solid food is when we go to the word, and no matter how difficult the word is, we will digest it. So we no longer long for just the pure milk. So that when we mature, even if we read really difficult passages, things that are hard to digest, we can still consume them as solid food.
比方说呢，当我们这样做的时候呢，那么就长大成人了，我们心要习惯的通达，就能够分辨好歹。
Only then, when we are able to partake in the solid food, then can we have this greater understanding to decide between right and wrong.
我们需要喝奶当做食物，我们要去吃干粮，好叫我们能够分辨什么是对的，是错的。
We ought to long for the pure milk, and then also be able to eat solid food, so we can decipher between what is right and wrong.
那第三方面呢，我们要来遵守神的话。
So on the third hand, we need to also keep His word.
主在他的门徒们说的是在那个约翰福音十五章，他们说啊，他说你要住在我的爱里头。
The Lord tells His disciples that you need to remain in My love.
那你如果遵守我的命令的话，就必住在我的爱里头。
If you keep My commandments, you will remain in My love.
什么叫做住在基督里头呢？
What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
住在基督里头，因为我们住在主的话里头。
On one hand, abiding in the Lord means we abide in His Word.
主的话天天指引我们，带领我们。
His Word every day leads us and guides us.
如果我们住在主的爱里头。
On the other hand, we also abide in His love.
天天享受他的安慰，他的扶持。
Every day to experience His comfort, His upholding.
那我们如何能够住在主的爱里头？
So how do we abide in His love?
我们要遵守他的话。
We need to keep His commandments.
那如果我们遵守我的话的话，你就必住在我的爱里头。
Because if you keep My commandments, you will remain in My love.
他是在因为我们遵守神的话，他能够把他的爱没有任何的限制拦阻的倾倒在我们身上。
Because when you keep His commandments, then His love, then there's no limitations to His love will come to us.
如果当我们在遵守神的话的时候
，But only when we keep His commandments.
我们就发觉神话里的宝贝。
Then can we see the preciousness of His word?
我们才能够更深刻的认识神话里面的奥秘。
Then can we truly understand the mystery of His word?
如果我们仅仅是听神的话、读的话，就在生活当中活不出来的话，我们对神的话还是有段距离的。
We just receive His word, but don't actually live out His word. There's no benefit to that.
我们感谢主啊，所以把他这么宝贵的话语赐给我们。
So we thank the Lord that He has given us this precious word.
他叫我们呢，用他的话呢，像是圣灵的宝剑一样握在我们的手里头。
He wants us to.Have the word to have it be like the sword of the spirit in our hands. So that we may emerge victorious in the battle. And the best example of what it means to hold the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God in our hands, is the Lord Himself when He was tempted in the wilderness.Our Lord, when He was baptized in the Jordan, the Spirit of God, like a dove, descended upon Him. And when the Spirit descended upon Him, He was then led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after He endured through the temptation, He came back full of the power of the Holy Spirit.
怎么可以说呢？主在旷野里面受试探呢？是因为圣灵的同在，是圣灵在里面的扶持，他能够胜过那个仇敌最邪恶的攻击。
And how did the Lord emerge victorious against the temptations of the devil? It was because the Spirit was with Him in the wilderness.
那他虽然是神的儿子，但是他在做肉身的时候，他跟我们也是受一样的试探。那么他在怎么样能够胜过试探呢？是因为圣灵带领他。
Even though He is the Son of God.He was also fully human like us. So how did He overcome this? It was because He had the Spirit with Him in the wilderness. And how did the Spirit lead the Lord into the victory against the enemy?
当这个仇敌在他的身体，在他灵，他的魂，在他灵里的三方面来试探他的时候。
When Satan tried to tempt the Lord, whether in his soul, his spirit, or his body.
他肚子饿了，他将石头变成饼。那么你要做王的话，你从垫子上跳下来。那么你如果要得世界的话，你拜我一下，我世界都给你。
Whether it was turning rocks into bread to eat, whether it was jumping down from a cliff and be saved, whether it was getting all of Earth's treasures and being Homer's ruler by bowing down to Satan.
你的仇敌的灵魂体三方面的攻击的时候呢，主都是用神的话来对这个对付仇敌。
So whether it was whether it was regarding the spirit, the body, or the soul, the Lord used the word to oppose the enemy.
我们发觉我们的主啊，他对于神的话是那样的熟悉。
So we see the Lord is so familiar with the Word of God.
都是从生命记里面，我们大概这不熟的卷书里头，用神的话来对付仇敌。
The Lord used even the most obscure references that we might not be familiar with in the Old Testament.
主他在十二岁的时候进了圣殿，对吧？他在这教师面前一面听一面问。
And we see the Lord when he was 12 also and went to Jerusalem listening and asking questions of the elders.
那节圣经可以说他前三十年的写照，他总是在神面前做人子的时候，不断天天学习神的话。
And we can expound on that specific verse that before he went to ministry, that he spent his whole life learning the word of God.
所以当他在旷野面对仇敌的试探的时候
，So when he faced the temptation of the devil in the wilderness,
圣灵就在他里面想起主的话来，想起生命记上的话来。
The Spirit brought forth to him the word of God to use against.
所以呢，这是圣灵的宝剑，是圣灵在那里充满他，带领他面对仇敌的试探。
So on one hand, it is a sword of the spirit. It is a spirit causing these things to come to remembrance to use.
因为呢，我们的主是这么熟悉的话，确实圣灵可以随意的从里面拿出那个一句话、两句话、三句话，打败这几块仇敌。
But on the other, it is also our Lord being so familiar with God's word that the Spirit can use the word that is within the Lord.
我想问，神的儿女在这个时代里面所面对的仇敌的攻击是。非常猛烈的啊。
So today, the heat of the battle is so fierce. Brothers and sisters.
我们一不小心我们就跌倒了，一不小心就被仇敌给击败了。
If we are not careful, we can easily stumble and be defeated by the enemy.
所以我们呢，都要常常学习把这些军装呢穿在我们身上。
But only through learning often and putting on this full armor of God.
更重要的是，常常把主的话丰丰富富的存在我们心里头。
Only when we kind of often hide the word of God in our hearts.
好像那圣灵那个借着他已经说过的话。
So the word, so the Spirit can use the word that which has already been spoken.
叫做能够胜过仇敌，抵挡在磨难的日子里面成就的一切，还能站立得住。
That the Spirit may use the word hidden in our hearts to emerge victorious and fight back the enemy, allow us to stand firm.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.Father, we thank you and praise you. Because not only have you saved us through the death and resurrection of your Son, you have also given to us your precious word. And you tell us to often hide your word in our hearts so that we do not go against you.So we do not fall astray from you. So we may we use your word in these days to be able to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Especially in these days when we face so much oppression and assaults from the enemy.Not only are we present outside, but also inwardly in spirit. Teach us to abide in your word. Let us treat your word as our resting place so that we can emerge victorious against the enemy. We pray this in the Lord's name. Amen.